Shalom to all. Today's officer Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Lamed Tes. We are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Gimel and Vilzer's Daf. It's right at the top of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarabas Biakav Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing potential psulim when shechting the Karm Pesach Shchata Shaloi La'ichlov. If he shechted with intention that it's for people who can't eat it, we'll explain the Gemara who this is referring to. Vishaloi L'mnuyav, or for people who are not money to it. There's a din that one has to be a manoi, a registered participant of a particular Karm Pesach. Later on, we're going to learn all about up until when a person could join or when he could back out of a chabura, but either which way, he has to be part of the Karm Pesach, he has to be manui, and this word is actually used in modern Hebrew, and loosely translated it means a subscription or a subscriber, as in did you purchase a manui to that publication, or I have a manui to the pro version, something like that, as of Yishech to the Karm Pesach, with in mind that it's Shaloylim Nuyav, for people who weren't manui to this chabura, or La'arelim L'tmeim, Yishech to the for Arelim, people don't have Bris Mila, or for Tmeim, people are Tamei, then it's Pasul, because none of these people are able to eat the Karm Pesach. However, if Yishech to it with a double intention, double machshava, la'ichlav vishalay la'ichlav, limnuyav vishalay limnuyav, limulim ularelim, for those that have bris mila and for people who don't, and l'tameim l'tahirim, for people who are tamei and for people who are tahar, kosher then it's kosher. And the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to explain why that is, why is that different than the previous two dafim of shechting it l'shma vishalay l'shma, how that's a psul. The Mishnah continues, shchata kodem l'chatzos, if you shechted it before chatzos, pasul, it's pasul, shenei rabbi bein rabbayim, because the pasuk says bein rabbayim, and shechting it before chatzos is not bein rabbayim. However, if you shechted it kodem l'tamid, before the afternoon tamid, kosher, it is kosher, as long as somebody stirs the blood of the Karm Pesach until the blood of the Tamid is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and only then the blood of the Karm Pesach could be sprinkled. However, if b'diyeved, the blood of the Pesach was sprinkled before the blood of the Tamid, kosher, it's still kosher. And the Gemara addresses, how do we know the Karm Pesach has to be shechted only for people who could eat it? So Rabbi Yochanan says, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, that's because the Pasuk says, ish lefi achlei techaisu, literally translated this means, according to what each man eats, he shall be numbered to the Karm Pesach. That's referring to the menuyim, to those who are part of the chabura. However, the word techaisu is being understood as shechting it, namely ishlefi achloi, according to people who are able to eat it, techaisu, only then you're able to shech the Karm Pesach. That's to be shechted for people who are able to eat it. And our Rabbi Yeshe, he further explains, lashon sursi who's that? This lashon sursi, which is a Syrian dialect of Aramaic, sursi is like the word Surya, the country, so the lashon is called sursi, kadim shoyim l'chaber, like a person who tells his friend, kais li esatalei hazeh, and kais in this phrase means shecht. So he's telling his friend, shech this lamb for me. Therefore, we understand the pasuk as ishlefi achloi techaisu, it shall be shechted. Once again, same thing. It has to be shechted with intent for people who are able to eat it. And now we explain ketzet shaloi la'ichlov. What does it mean shechting it for people shaloi la'ichlov? The answer is shchata l'shem chayla l'shem zaken she'en yuchayim leichel kazayas. He shechted with intention that it's for a sick person or for an elderly person who can't even eat a kazayas of the Karm Pesach. And that's absol shaloi la'ichlov. People are simply physically unable to eat a kazayas of the Karm Pesach. Now ketzet shaloi l'mnuyav. What does that mean? He's shechting it shaloi l'mnuyav. So shchata l'shem b'nei chabura cheres. He shechted it for people of a different chabura. They're manui, they're registered to a different Karm Pesach, not for this one, and he shechted his Karm Pesach for them, so that's considered shloi l'mnuyav. Now we're going to learn a number of things from these dinim in the Mishnah. First of all, Hada Amra, this tells us, shakaton yashloi minyan l'psol, that a katon could be considered a manui to a Karm Pesach in order to pasol. The fact that shloi l'eichlov is a different psol than shloi l'mnuyav means that shloi l'eichlov are minuyim to this Karm Pesach, they're simply unable to eat it. And since one of the shloi l'eichlovs is a katon, even though that's not mentioned, it is one of them, it's a katon who's not able to eat kezayas, we see that a katon could be a manui to Karm Pesach to the extent that he's even going to pasol it. Also, Hada Amar, this tells us that if a person was far away from the Beis HaMikdash and the Karm Pesach was shechted for him, it's pasol in this case too. Why is that? Because the pasuk lists two people who are apart from Karm Pesach and have to do Pesach Sheni, those who are Tamei and those who are Bederech Ruchayka, they're far from the Beis HaMikdash, and since the Mishnah pasol is shechting for just Tameim, the same would be if he shechts for people who are Bederech Ruchayka, that also is a psol. Lamentation based on top, the Gemara continues. Hadam also tells us that Hadam is that our mission is a raya for the Chacham of the South. Did Roimai Amrin, did Roimai say, Emurin Sha'avdu, Machashev Kamisha Hain Kayamin. If Emurin of a carbon were lost and he has a thought about them, it's as if they're still here. Namely, they hold that if the Emurin of a carbon were lost, so they can't be brought on the Mizbech anyway. But the Kain had a Machshava of Pigel that he's going to bring these Emurim tomorrow, that passels them. And our mission is a raya for this because we said if his Machshava was for those physically unable to eat it, Shaloi La'ichlov, it's puzzle. Now, this machshava really shouldn't be anything because they can't eat it anyway. So why should a pasul? Nonetheless, it does pasul. So it's the same thing here. Even though he won't be able to be makter these emurim in the wrong time because they're lost, he doesn't have these emurim, still a machshava of pigel will pasul them. Another thing we learned from the Mishnah is Hadarma, this tells us, kosher. That's a proper girsa. That if he shechs it with intention, that only part of the chabura is going to end up eating it, it's kosher. Why is that? Well, because the psul of shaloi la'ichlov is that he didn't have anybody else from the chabura in mind. However, as the Mishnah states clearly, if his machshava is la'aychlav, vishalai la'aychlav, then it's mutter. There's no problem with that. Now, if having only part of the chabura in mind was a psol, then there's no reason to have a new psol of shalai la'aychlav. Just say that it's possible because he didn't have the entire chabura in mind. It must be that a machshava for only part of the chabura is not a psol. However, Amr Chaga kum Rabbi Yosa, Rav Chaga said in front of Rabbi Yosa, trying to show this is not a raya, tifter, we could explain that what's our Mishnah referring to, shayu kulin chaylin, that everyone in the chabura was sick, and so everyone in the chabura is considered a shalai la'aychlav, somebody who's not able to eat it, and therefore we can't necessarily learn from here that if the Pesach was shechted for only part of the chabura, it's still kosher. It could be referring to the shechted it for the entire chabura, but again, the entire chabura was considered shalai la'aychlav. However, Amr Lehi responded to him that no, if that's true, nisni l'shem b'nei chabura psulin, then the Mishnah should just say that it was shechted for a chabura that was pasul. And it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Take out the next two words and substitute them with the word ella, rather must be the what's our Mishnah referring to, continues Rabbi Yosa, b'shehayu sham ksheirim, that there were also ksheirim in the chabura, ushchate l'shem psulin, but he shechted it only for the psulim of the chabura, and that's a psul of shalai la'aychlav, as opposed to if he shechted it for half of the chabura, which is kosher, then that's kosher and that's no problem. Now Rabbi Blazer clarifies our Mishnah, and pay attention to a number of girsa changes we're going to have here. Masnisa, what's our Mishnah referring to? B'sheshchate la'aychlav v'shalai la'aychlav. That's where he shechted it for the aychlim and shalai la'aychlim. Then it's kosher. Aval, imshchatei mishari shayna, lehischaper bay la'aychlav v'shalai la'aychlav, pasol. If when he shechted it, his intention was that the kapara, meaning the zrikas dam, is going to be la'aychlav v'shalai la'aychlav, then it's pasol. In other words, a machshava of la'aychlav v'shalai la'aychlav is only kosher if he had that during the shechita and his intention was only for the shechita. But if he had an intention during the shechita that the zrika or the kapara is going to be la'aychlav v'shalai la'aychlav, then it's pasol. And now we have a story which at the end we're going to understand why this is. Rav Simlai came to Rabbi Yonasan, and normally he asked Rabbi Yonasan, Alpha and Agada, please teach me Agada, which is explanations of different psukim and nach. I want you to teach me some of these memras. So Amalei told him, Messiah is biyadim avaisai, I have Messiah, a tradition in my hand from my forefathers, shaloi lamir Agada, not to teach Agada, loyla Bavli, not to somebody from Bavel, v'loyla Duraimi, not to somebody who lives in the south of Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? Shengasei ruach, that's because they're haughty, umeute taira, and they don't have enough taira with them, and therefore they might misinterpret these pshatim, v'at nardai, v'dar bedarim. And you're originally from Narda, which is Bavel, and you also live in the south, as there's a double reason for me not to teach you Agada. However, Amr Leih, he continued asking him, Amar li chad milsa, at least answer the following thing for me. Ma bein l'shmai v'shalai l'shmai, ma bein l'aychav v'shalai l'aychav. What's the difference in the previous Mishnah we have that the carbon was shechted with a double intention of l'shmai v'shalai l'shmai, and that's pasul, as opposed to in our Mishnah where it's shechted with a double intention l'aychav v'shalai l'aychav, and that's kosher. What's the difference? And he gave three answers. Amr Leih told him that number one, l'shmai v'shalai l'shmai, psulei migufai, this is a psul in the actual animal itself, whereas la'aychav v'shalai l'aychav, psulei macherim, this is a psul from others. There's nothing wrong with the animal itself. There's something wrong with other people that have to do with the animal, and so that's not a reason to posel it when there was also a good intention. The second answer is l'shmai v'shalai l'shmai, inat yachal lover psulei mitechach sheirai. When the carbon is shechted l'shmai and l'shalai l'shma, you can't choose, you can't find the psul within the kosher. The whole animal is one big mixture of l'shma and shalai l'shma. Therefore, it's posel. Whereas la'aychav v'shalai l'aychav, at yachal lover psulei mitechach sheirai. When the carbon is shechted with intention la'aychav and shalai l'aychav, you could find that psul. You know which people are posel, and you could so to speak get rid of them or put them to the side, and then you'd be left with the kosher ones, and therefore when he has his double intention, it's kosher. And here's the third reason, l'shmai v'shalai l'shmai noig b'chal ha-kadshim, the concept of l'shma and shalai l'shma, that applies by all kadshim, even though it might not be ma'akiv by other kadshim, l'chatchila, every single carbon has to be shechted l'shma, whereas l'aychav v'shalai l'aychav einu noig al v'pesach, the whole inyan that you have to shecht it for its aychlim, and you're not allowed to shecht it shalai l'aychav, that's only by carbon pesach, and therefore once again when we have a double machshava and one of them is okay, it's l'aychav, so then we're makel. Now Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef clarifies, min hadad Reb Lazar, from this thing of Reb Lazar that we mentioned above, achama tarte, you learn that the first two reasons are not really the real reasons, and it's only the third one which is the real reason. Why is that? And remember, pay attention to the girsa changes we had above. The Ma'ar Reb Lazar said, masnisa, what's our Mishnah referring to? B'sheshchate la'aychav v'shalai la'aychav, that's where the shechita was la'aychav v'shalai la'aychav. Aval, imshachat mishar rishayna, if when he shechted it originally, the intention was, lehischaper by la'aychav v'shalai la'aychav, that the kapara, the zrikas dam, is going to be la'aychav v'shalai la'aychav, pasul, then it's pasul. Now in this case, the blazer pasuls, namely shechting it with intention that the zrikas adam is going to be la'aychav v'shalai la'aychav, we still have these first two reasons that should technically say it's kosher. Harei psulei machmas acherim, the psul is because of other people. Va'at yachal lover psulei mitechach sheirai, and you're still able to find the psul within the hechsher. Va'at amar hachin, but you're still saying this. You, meaning Rabbi Elazar, are still saying that such a karbon is pasul. Alakeni, must be this is the real understanding that l'shmai v'shalai l'shmai neg b'chal akachim la'aychav v'shalai la'aychav. Pesach. And that's why when just the shechita was done, that's something unique to Karban Pesach. Memela, we're not going to passel it. As opposed to when the shechita was done with the intention that the zrika is going to be la'echlav v'shaloi la'echlav, that's a problem. That passels because that does apply by other kachim. How so? Well, the psol v'shaloi la'echlav by Pesach has a corollary by other karbonos, which is called shinui bailim, shechting it for a different owner. And shinui bailim is a psol only by zrikas adam, as we had mentioned 2 daf ago. Therefore, when he has machshav of shaloi la'echlav by the zrika, it is like other karbonos, and that's why it's possible. So once again, it must be that the only reason why it's kosher when he has the machshav of la'echlav shaloi la'echlav by the shechita is because of the third reason of Rabbi Yonasan, that it's not like other kachim. Now here we have another reason. Amar Rav Avin, Rav Avin says islacha chayri. You have another reason why machshav of la'echlav v'shaloi la'echlav is kosher by Pesach as opposed to l'shma v'shaloi l'shma is possible by other karbonos. Mamam Rav on top. That's because l'shma v'shaloi l'shma naik b'chal avaydais. The psul of l'shma and l'shaloi l'shma is by all avaydais, not just by shechita, also by Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. If he has a kavana of shaloi l'shma by one of those, that's a psul. Whereas the shaloi la'echlav ain't naik al b'shechita. The psul of shaloi la'echlav is only a psul by shechita, not by other avaydais of the karbon Pesach. Therefore, if he has a kosher machshava as well, it's la'echlav v'shaloi la'echlav. So then we're makel and we say that it's still kosher. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.